Well, welcome to the Freaks, to the Proud Freaks Ireland Motor Show. We're leaving Cork, leaving Glenmire in particular, and driving down a hill, and driving the car is the one and only person I know who used to live in Johannesburg. And his name is John Tanam. And in front of him is... what did you say?
We're in tandem.
I'm on the bonnet, you hit me.
And he's one joker, and next to him on the left-hand side is the second joker in the pack, and his name is Roger Overtout, Rover All. And I'm Paul O'Mahony, and we are a tiny fragment of the Proud Freaks Ireland team who are putting together an extravaganza on the 28th of October in or around Cork City. Turn left at the traffic lights, please. Sorry, can somebody do the map thing where you speak and somebody then tells you, you know. Okay, so we're and appropriately enough for this start of this particular piece of audio, which may or may not ever go public, by the way, is that we're about to pass Monkey Maze, where another freak is to be found, although he's off on paternity leave at the moment. Mark O'Mahony, he is the joint manager of Monkey Maze in Glenmire, and he's no relation of mine, thank goodness. You know, this is not jobs for the boys, and we are going to join two other people in Killaloe, which is on the River Shannon, on the bottom of Loch Derg, which is the biggest lake on the River Shannon. And in case you're really nerdish about the River Shannon, it's 214 miles long and is the longest river in the British Isles and Ireland. So, why are we going to Killaloe? Well, we're going to Killaloe so that we can scheme, plot, conspire. Come on, guys, help me out. Collaborate. What did you say?
Ignite.
Yeah. Well, that's actually a... yeah. Set fire to our own spirits, because we are actually a team, and a team has to go and do work together before it can inspire anybody else. So basically we're going to work collectively on the programme. The programme, not the programme for government, all of you Irish people listening in, this is not a programme of government, this is a programme for world domination, a minor matter, which is partly inspired by the great book by Christopher Brogan, an Irish-American who lives close to Boston in the United States and has written many New York best-selling books, but is actually a thoroughly wonderful guy whose ideas we love and we have connected with on the internet, but who we've never met face-to-face. So he's coming to Cork on the 28th of October, and we're going to work out what we're going to get him to do. So that's kind of the ethos of the thing. We're meeting up with two fellow misfits, weirdos, renegades, heretics, whatever you want to call us. And they are Owen Kennedy, hails from a place called Cong in the west of Ireland, where The Quiet Man was made, the film. Remember that film? Maureen O'Hara and... come on, guys, help me out.
John Wayne.
I thought there would be somebody here, yeah. Yeah, you can look up Cong. It's a super little village. But anyway, he's from there. And the other person is Jenny Brennan, who is also lives in Cong. So she's with us too. And we have a sleeping partner who shall be nameless. He's a smarter egg guy. And he is our rock of good sense. But he's not with us. So he's there. Mark O'Mahony is actually not going to be with us, but he's going to be with us in spirit, and there's a good chance he'll come in via Skype. So that's the kind of ethos. We have to work together for this afternoon. And I did mention Miriam O'Connell. If I didn't mention Miriam O'Connell, I deserve three sharp raps around the knuckles. She's, we'll say more about her than anybody else. Then she's at Space for Change on Twitter. There you are, Miriam, making it up to you if I left you out. She's there too. And we are going to come back tomorrow afternoon, middle of the afternoon, with the plan done. The plan committed to writing, the plan committed to imagination, the plan committed to passion, and that's going to be the tool with which we actually help people to have link up with other proud freaks, not just in Cork, in case you're thinking we're, you know, locally minded and only locally minded. We are, of course, locally minded, but we're going to let people from Dublin come too, and we're going to let people in from Tralee and Waterford, and I actually hear that we're going to let people come from Donegal, and actually we are completely open to people from Belfast as well. So if I've left anywhere in Ireland out and you're going to win the All-Ireland, I apologise to you. Kilkenny people are more than welcome. One of our people lives in Kilkenny. So, and actually, just skipping across our neighbourly island, because they're in a special position, we're actually letting the Dutch in. And we already have bookings from Netherlands. And we have people from Germany expressing interest. And we have, in the middle of all that, you know, people from Poland threatening to come. And we have, of course, the usual people from the UK, 70 million of them, all queuing up to come. So basically, it's going to be a unconventional convention of freaks. Now, those of you who feel a bit queasy when you hear the word freak, because when you were a child, you were called a freak and made to feel bad about yourself, stop it. Stop it, stop it, and just get proud, right? We're all freaks nowadays, right? Or at least we are if we have a purpose. We're not trying to comply, we're not trying to conform, we're trying to be ourselves, and we're trying to make our way in the world and make things happen so that we leave something better than it was before we touched it. So we're makers of action. And you can apply that to your own situation, whatever you're interested in. I even heard that there were people mad keen about the World Cup because they were interested in footballing statistics, and they're actually called sports freaks. They actually don't care who wins, they just care about the scores and when they come and all of the stats that the World Cup, which starts today, is going to generate. So I'm just now going to lean over from I'm in the back seat of the car, and I'm just going to ask my two conspirators in the front to add in something to just so that you'll have a bit of colour. So let me go first to Roger Overall, who has got something in his right hand and something in his left. But Roger, let me hand the baton to you.
My ear in my left hand. Well, you join us in the Proud Freaks studio, a studio as in artist's studio, where we will be drawing a cartoon for the next, I'd say 20 minutes, on the motorway. So I need inspiration. I need somebody to give me an idea for a cartoon, because we're going to do a Proud Freaks cartoon on the road. An on-the-road cartoon, that's what we're doing. That's all I have to say.
Can I chip in? Sorry,
you can chip in.
The class.
Yes.
Use a hitchhiker on the road, hitchhiking, a freak. We don't see them very often. They stand out from the crowd. They used to be commonplace. They're quite singular, individual. Right, there's a lot to be said for hitchhiking. Right. A Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy. Come on, we're world domination galaxy. Sorry, I haven't taken my tablets, Roger. Carry on, back to you.
That's fair enough. And for those technically minded, I'm using paper by 53 and also their pen, which is a very special pen. It means you can lean on an iPad. And anybody who uses a stylus, a regular stylus, knows that if you lean on the iPad goes nuts. But this pen allows you to lean on the iPad as were it a piece of paper. And I have Caroline Meinhardt in Florida to thank for sending me this. There you go. A name check for @ckelso. Follow her on Instagram. She's a freak.
Did you mention Instagram? You did, didn't you?
I did. Now, if we're going to start talking about Instagram, you've got your lady, I've got my lady. We'll square.
Women are great on Instagram. We'll square
off our ladies.
Yeah. Sue B. Zimmerman, if you ever hear this, I'm giving you a huge shout out. Anyway, we'll come on to you on another occasion. I'm moving across now, across the floor here, to the man who cannot be distracted, except that his voice is able to move at the same time as his left hand can hold the clutch. Jonathan Am, what have you got to say for yourself?
Thanks, Paul. It's a joyfully sunny day today in Cork as we head towards Limerick. I'm just great, excited to be with you guys and on the road to meet the rest of the freaks. That's the first kind of gathering of the freaks all together, and I think it's going to be really great for us to sit down and spend some time really fleshing out and thinking about exactly how the conference is going to play out for our fellow freaks. So I'm doing the driving honours today. I'm the Proud Freak chauffeur in the Freakmobile. And I think Roger's...
Stop looking at Roger cartooning. Keep your eye on the road and talk to the audience.
So, yeah, it's... I don't know what to say, Paul.
But I tell you what you can do. Because you're from such a weird place, Joburg, Johannesburg...
Kerrigaline.
Yes, living in Kerrigaline these days, right? Right. Out on release from Robben Island. Would that be wrong or right?
Out on parole from Gangster's Paradise, which is Joburg.
Okay, tell me something freakish about South Africa, that, or particularly Joburg, that I have never heard. Who's a freak you've met in your life? Somebody remarkable who stood out from the crowd and who made a difference?
Jeez, Paul, I think Joburg's full of freaks. I mean, I think it's probably the freak capital of the world. It's the kind of place where it welcomes all comers from everywhere. So you could be Dutch, Polish, Irish, African. It doesn't matter who you are. It's kind of a melting pot of freaks from everywhere. So it is maybe a possible venue for Proud Freaks 2015. But in terms of freaks that really stand out, I guess
hang on, we've mentioned somebody we've heard of.
Probably Nelson Mandela, who kind of opened the first legal practice, black legal practice in Johannesburg at the time that Gandhi was also opening a legal practice. I mean, he was a proud freak in his day. I mean, he practiced as a lawyer in Johannesburg, where, you know, he was not allowed to use the same facilities as white people, that he used different toilets. So, I mean, he really challenged the status quo. He was the ultimate proud freak.
Well, that's great, because there you've put your finger on it. People who challenge the status quo. And people can challenge the status quo by wearing earrings, by colouring their hair, by having tattoos. But people can challenge the status quo in suits.
Absolutely.
People can challenge the status quo in swimming trunks. It doesn't matter how you dress. It doesn't matter how you look. What really matters is your intention, your purpose, and how good you are at bringing about change in your own way. So... there we are. We're now passing money around the place. I see brown envelopes being opened and money being passed across the studio floor. And I'm going to not distract the drivers. And I'm going to say, look, it's an honour and a privilege to be working with these guys and the other rest of the team. And it is also the reality that there are an awful lot of people. Who feel that they're different, that they do stand out, and that they will always stand out and be singular about their purpose. And we all, no matter what kind of people we are, we like to mix with people like ourselves. So we do actually intend to bring together a gathering of freaks, all of whom will be unique and unlike each other, but in another sense, they will all be glad of each other's company. And that's the whole purpose, isn't it, guys, of the next... What are we talking about? 24 hours?
It's 24 hours, yeah.
Okay, so with that, I'm going to hand you back to the Proud Freaks studio in on the internet, because we're a virtual team, and there will be further episodes. And thank you. This is Paul O'Mahony. Roger Overall is distracted while cartooning, and I can't let Jonathan Arm speak anymore, because... he has to keep to the left-hand side of the road. By the way, what side of the road do they drive in South Africa?
Left-hand as well, Paul.
Left-hand as well. Side, right, so there we are. Okay, well, they say left-handed is synonymous with creativity. Okay, all the best for now. Bye-bye.